The Andy Finn Show is back, and that's you two we've been listening to. Who's going to ride your wild horses? So, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh, and L. Rushbo has made the claim that he presents the other side fairly, and I've explained that it is not possible for a 20%er like Rush, and he's really a 1%er, that is, he's in the extreme on the far, far right. His lenses are so skewed, he wouldn't know the view of the other side if it jumped up and bit him. So, I did find this cut that I thought I had before. So let me now play it. I figured out what I was doing wrong. And let's listen to this piece. Again, this was initially about a statement Hillary made, but then he's talking about, I've told you how to listen to these people being the far left from his point of view. Listen to them, and it'll tell you how they operate. Well, truer words were never spoken, Rush, because listen to what he says and then apply it to Rush and the 20%ers on the right.
She said the Bush administration was unwilling to recognize the usual norms of dealing with the democratic process. Whatever the hell that is. It's part of a larger canon of behavior I find disturbing. Accountability is being diluted by this administration. It gets away with, we're not going to tell you. Goodbye. Go away. It's unprecedented. I've told you to watch these people. If you know how to listen to the Democrats, listen to them accuse Republicans. And in that, you will hear how Democrats themselves operate.
Well, that is very interesting. Listen to how they accuse the other side, and that will tell you how they operate. Very fascinating, because we're going back to L. Rushbo and a couple more pieces of evidence. We had the one that the left wants more deaths in Iraq. We had the one that the media and the Democrats are eager for the 1,000th death before the election. We had the one where half the Democratic base hates the military. And now we want to listen to the one where Rush says that Democrats fear the other side. In particular, they fear Christians. They fear Christians more than anything, more than terrorists, more than the enemy, more than North Korea dropping an atomic bomb. Actually, I don't fear Christians, but I have to admit, I don't fear North Korea dropping an atomic bomb on us. I think that's extremely unlikely. It's the excuse that the right is using for missile defense, but that's a different story. Here's Rush spinning his web of stupidity.
Let me tell you something. The Democrats are more fearful, and I've told you this too, they're more fearful of Christians than they are of Al-Qaeda. The Democrats are more fearful of Democrats than they are of Islamist terrorists living in this country. They are more fearful of Christians than they are of any enemy of the United States of America. They probably have more fear of Christians than they do nuclear weapons being launched by North Korea.
Yeah, probably, Rush. You know, at some point, it just, the reason I listen to Rush during the day when I have a chance in my car or whatever, is because he's funny. I mean, the rhetoric that he uses, that he gets so excited, he gets so worked up over essentially nothing, and he makes this stuff up out of whole cloth. He understands nothing about the Democrats. The truth to be told, the Democrats are not that different from Republicans. The majority of Democrats are a lot closer to the majority of Republicans than any of us in the middle have in common with the far right or the far left. And what's interesting, Rush is on the far right, and he paints the far left like it's a foreign entity, like it's, first of all, it's to be loathed and pitied, and if they ever got control of the country, they would run us into the ground. But of course, the far left is a mirror image of the far right. That's what being a 20%er is all about. You're sure you're right, you're sure the other side's wrong. Rush is looking at the people that are his mirror image on the far side, and he does not like what he sees. And I think that's a healthy instinct, because I look at both of them from the center, and I'm left to center, and you know, I don't claim I'm at the 49th percentile either. I lean left. But I have enough perspective, enough intelligence, and enough knowledge not to be fooled by either side on the extremes. And Rush, of course, gets fooled every day, every minute, every hour, because Rush is a 20%er with these very skewed lenses on, who couldn't step back and give perspective on something if his life depended on it. That is not the way you operate when you're operating from absolute beliefs and a surety that you're right. So let me move on to the next cut, in which Rush argues that the left would bargain with bin Laden if it was up to them. Now, again, I'm going through these because Rush said on his show this week that he does a better job of representing the liberal point of view than if he had a liberal on. He said, quote, "If I have a liberal guest on this program, I'm not guaranteed the liberal guest is going to be honest about what he believes. I'm the only one who will do it honestly. So in order to establish what I believe and what I think, I set myself up by presenting the liberal point of view on whatever issue it is I'm talking about." He's saying then Sam Donaldson is wrong when he says that Rush, on Rush's program, you don't hear a lot of the other side. And Rush thinks you do hear the other side because he puts up this caricature of the other point of view, complete with whiny voice. So now here's Rush explaining a little bit more the liberal point of view in a honest and dispassionate way.
"If it were up to you people, we wouldn't exist as a country today. You would have given in to the Soviets long ago. You would have appeased the Soviet communists. You would appease Iran right now. You probably wouldn't have cared about the war on terror or the bombing on 9/11. You would have sought out bin Laden and tried to make a deal with him. And this country exists today only because we have been able to prevent you from gaining power to do that kind of thing. We've had our run-ins with Neville Chamberlain types, and you're the modern incarnation."
Okay, so his fair and balanced presentation of what liberals think is they're Neville Chamberlain, they would negotiate with bin Laden, and we would not exist as a country if liberals were in charge. Rush, I got news for you. Haven't you been claiming that liberals have been in charge since, well, certainly since the time of Roosevelt, which would be 1932, through 68, when Nixon was elected, and even beyond that, since you argued that Nixon isn't a conservative, and until Reagan was elected, and then Reagan didn't have Congress on his side, so he couldn't do everything he wanted, so at least until 80. So, from the Cold War started in 1945, and until 1980, that is 35 years out of the 45-year Cold War, liberals were in charge of Congress, and most of the time, liberals or moderates were in charge of the White House. And he said, we wouldn't exist as a country if liberals had been in charge, if liberals were in charge. It's not simply that he can't state the other point of view, the other side's point of view. It's that what he does claim is so easy to demonstrate that it's wrong. I mean, challenging Rush Limbaugh is like shooting fish in a barrel. It hardly seems fair to me at times. And yet he's out there with an audience of 20 million a week, approximately 12% of whom say he is their only source of news. Everything they know about what's going on in this country and the world, they hear through the mouth of Rush Limbaugh. That should scare you. Let me move on to the next clip, which is Rush discussing sexual harassment. Now, he has famously referred to feminists as feminazis. He's since retrenched that. Of course, it's been very unfashionable recently, and that is the last 10, 20 years, to you invoke Hitler or Nazis as a comparison to anything because they were so despicable. But Rush still gets away with it. Now, he has said in recent years, or weeks, or months, or whenever, that there's only about a dozen feminazis. That is, it's the extreme, extreme, extreme. Now, I think he thinks they run Now and Planned Parenthood, so that it's more than a dozen, I guess you'd have to say. But he has backed off this idea that all feminists are Nazis. But he still uses the phrase feminazi because he likes it. And he's an entertainer, really, not really a pundit. That's what he would say whenever he gets on a hotspot. Yeah, tell that to ESPN. So here he is explaining that sexual harassment really isn't that big a problem. In fact, a lot of the women that protested, they just wished they were being sexually harassed from time to time. Okay, Rush, let her rip.
This thing, I mean, it was just in the gutter. Some of these babes, I'm telling you, like the sexual harassment crowd, they're out there protesting what they actually...
Well, that clip got clipped somehow. But he's basically saying that some of these babes are out there protesting sexual harassment when what they really would like is to be harassed themselves. Now, I don't know if you know any women. I don't think Rush does. Of course, he just got divorced from his, I don't know if it's his third wife. But he can't seem to hang on to a woman. But, so I don't know how many women he has that might open up to him and talk. But if you've ever talked to women about things like harassment, it's degrading, and they hate it. And this idea that a woman would, oh, I'd love to be harassed, or I'd love the attention of males. No, they don't want that kind of attention. But that's him being fair and honest in explaining what people on the left think when it comes to a woman's issue. Let me move on to a couple more. And this is Cindy Sheehan. Cindy Sheehan criticized Hillary recently, and in his show on the 21st, I believe, of September, Rush talked about Cindy Sheehan, the fact that she criticized Hillary and said, boy, she better not be doing that, because as though Hillary is a kingmaker. In fact, as though Hillary is a don of a mafia family, because when you hear a reference to the park that Vince Foster was killed in, that is Rush's shorthand for saying, don't cross Hillary or she might kill you the way she killed Vince Foster. He's repeated those rumors before that Vince Foster died in an apartment owned by Hillary Clinton, and then his body was dragged to the park in Virginia where he was found, when in fact the special prosecutor for the Whitewater Investigations report specifically dealt with the death of Vince Foster and said that all the signs in the park point to the fact that he shot himself through the mouth and died there on the scene. There have been talk about, oh, there was not enough blood there. Not true. The reports have put that to rest, and yet, when you're a 20%er, you're also a conspiracy theorist. And so Rush likes to keep alive the idea that the Clintons had something to do with the death of Vince Foster. Now, Vince Foster was under a tremendous amount of pressure. And if you want to say that being part of the Clinton White House led to that pressure, yeah, that's probably fair. But this idea that they were somehow involved in a murder, and then everybody involved, including the police that covered it all up, is the fantasies of a conspiracy theorist and the fantasies of a 20%er. So let's listen to this first piece about Cindy Sheehan.
She had tough words for the military, the Bush administration, and even Democratic liberals such as Hillary Rodham, whom she said voters should reject if she fails to toughen her stance against the war. She said, we have to stop making war profitable. She also took issue with the media, which she said has spent more time scrutinizing her past than Bush's policies. The woman's clearly deranged. And I say that not because of the statement about the media, but daring to criticize Hillary. If she's not careful, let me just make you a prediction. If she calls Hillary out one more time, you are never going to see the word Cindy Sheehan in the U.S. media ever again. I will guarantee you she's already had the talking to. Somebody has gotten to her and said, do the words Fort Marcy Park mean anything to you?
Okay, so there's the reference. Fort Marcy Park is where Vince Foster's body was found. He went there and committed suicide. And so anytime he references Fort Marcy Park, he's basically saying, you should fear Hillary Clinton because she might kill you too. That's the implication. Now, I don't know that Rush really believes that. This is part of the entertainment value. But he's saying that Cindy Sheehan is deranged for the criticisms. And I think Cindy Sheehan is very, very far left. And I don't agree with most of what she says. I feel sorry for the fact she lost her son. And she's free to say whatever she wants in this country, particularly a mother that lost a son in battle. She's got more cachet, more moral authority than I do, or certainly than Rush Limbaugh does on an issue like this. But the other bizarre thing about it is that she's saying, if you dare to criticize Hillary, the media will never cover you again, he's saying, and she might kill you. Well, Rush criticizes Hillary almost every day. He is obsessed with the Clintons. That's another sign of a 20%er, is they never get over certain issues. And so why doesn't he fear for his life if Cindy Sheehan should fear for hers? An unanswered question, ladies and gentlemen. Let's finish up Cindy Sheehan's piece and then we'll go to a break.
I will guarantee you, my friends, that by the time all is said and done, if she calls her out one more time, that's it for Cindy Sheehan. No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to find her name except on some extremist kook left-wing blog. But you won't find it anywhere in the mainstream press. You just don't do this. You don't call out Hillary Rodham Clinton. You don't call out a Clinton like this. Not when you're supposedly on their side.
Okay, well, you don't call out a Clinton like this. Well, the next day, Rush is vindicated because Cindy Sheehan gave a speech where she mentioned Hillary. Then she gave a speech the next day, and she didn't mention Hillary. So now Rush is convinced that this means that they got to her, they being this mysterious force. You know, that's the other thing about 20%ers. They assume that the other side is this all-powerful force that can do anything. In fact, as a senator, Hillary Clinton and her husband and ex-president Bill Clinton, they have a certain amount of power, but they cannot control the media. No one can control the media. Witness how poorly Clinton controlled the media during his presidency. He was raked over the coals for the healthcare stuff in 94. He did manage to control the bimbo eruptions long enough to get elected and reelected, but that stuff came back to bite him. He couldn't stop the Watergate investigations and all the press leaks around that. He couldn't stop all of it. They didn't find anything indictable, but then they morphed it into the Monica Gate stuff. You know, this idea that the Clintons can somehow control the press is pretty absurd. No one can control the press. Let me move on to the second quote by Cindy Sheehan. This is where Rush is convinced he's right and been vindicated, because the next day she didn't mention Hillary. So this proves his thesis.
Time for another big time L. Rushbo. See, I told you so. Yesterday I read a story about Cindy Sheehan in which she called out Hillary Rodham and said that Mrs. Rodham would soon be changing her mind on troops in Iraq and be demanding that they come home. That if she didn't, she might live to regret it, or words to that effect. I said, you don't say this about Hillary Clinton. You don't say this. I said, but the time this story was published and Mrs. Clinton heard about it, operatives of Mrs. Clinton will have gotten to Cindy Sheehan, and she will never, ever mention Hillary's name again. So, the New York Times today. In an anti-war speech by Cindy Sheehan, the mother of an American soldier killed in Iraq, was cut short yesterday after the organizer of the event was arrested and police officers confiscated his audio equipment. Mrs. Sheehan has not shied away from controversy, opening her New York visit on Sunday night in Brooklyn by accusing Senator Hillary Rodham of failing to challenge the Bush administration's policies in Iraq. Ms. Sheehan, who did not mention Ms. Clinton yesterday, and she will not mention her again, ladies and gentlemen. Unless she wants to end up in Fort Marcy Park. Mark my words on it.
And there we are. Rush is back to Fort Marcy Park where Vince Foster died. So he's claiming that because Cindy Sheehan didn't mention Hillary the next day, that they've gotten to her and she will never mention her again. And I don't know if Cindy Sheehan has mentioned her again or not, and I don't really care. The real tie-in here is the Fort Marcy Park. This is the old internet rumor that's been debunked that the Clintons had something to do with Vince Foster's death in Fort Marcy Park. And Rush loves to raise this because he knows he's got conspiracy theorists out there, and this is red meat for the base. I just would like somebody more responsible. And you aren't going to get him. Not the 20%er on the right or the 1%er on the right like Rush Limbaugh. We'll be back.